with you today. My name is Lily. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. We're talking today about autumn. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. This is the most challenging time of the year from an academic standpoint. I love to dive into a good book on a chilly fall day. There are many fun and entertaining activities. It is a season made to connect with friends, family, and nature. We will miss long days and warm nights, but there is nothing better than the feeling of the summer sun meeting the autumn leaves. Show title Hide title Autumnal equinox, day and night red leaves and low temperatures accompany the autumnal equinox, which marks the first day of autumn. Autumn is the period of the year when the temperature gradually drops between summer and winter. In the Northern Hemisphere, autumn begins with the autumnal equinox beginning September 21st to 24th, and ends with the winter solstice between December 20th and 23rd. In the Northern Hemisphere, the beginning of autumn is always marked by the autumn division from September 21st to 24, and ends with the winter solstice from December 20th to 23 each year. The autumnal equinox, also known as the autumnal equinox, or September spring equinox, occurs when the sun moves directly above the Earth's equator, bringing almost the same amount of daylight and darkness that day. Astronomical autumn uses the position of the Earth relative to the Sun to determine the beginning and end of autumn. However, according to the definition of seasonal weather based on temperature cycles and the Gregorian calendar, the first day of autumn is September 1st. This fall starts on Wednesday, September 22, 2021 in the United States and other countries. In the Northern Hemisphere, because this is the autumnal equinox, our time goes from summer to autumn. The autumnal equinox, also called September or autumnal equinox, is the astronomical start of autumn in the Northern Hemisphere and spring in the Southern Hemisphere. There are two vernal equinoxes and two winter solstices in a year. Due to the elliptical orbit of the Earth around the Sun, the vernal equinox and solstice dates are not fixed. During the vernal equinox, the sun passes through what we call the celestial equator, which is the imaginary continuation of the Earth's equator line in space. Astronomical autumn ends at the winter solstice, which occurs when the North Pole's tilt relative to the sun reaches its maximum. Outside the tropics, autumn marks the transition from summer to winter, that is, September or March, when daylight hours are significantly reduced and temperatures drop significantly. It ends in December solstice, when the day becomes longer and the night becomes shorter. The thermal transition from summer heat to winter cold in autumn only occurs in the middle and high latitudes. In the equatorial region, the annual temperature usually does not change much. Autumn, also called autumn in North American English, is one of the four temperate seasons. Autumn and autumn are generally accepted and widely used terms to refer to the season between summer and winter. There is no real answer to the question of why fall has become so popular among Americans, but the main difference is that it is the least accurate way to say that the fall season has arrived. You might have a few odd looks if you say it's autumn in the U.S., but they both accurately describe the popular time of the year. During the 17th century, both fall and fall became popular in Britain, but it was a younger and more poetic term for the season that eventually crossed the seas and excelled in American English. Thereafter, when autumn became the term of choice in the United States, autumn became so common in British English that autumn, as the term for the season, was eventually considered archaic.
Although the exact reasons for this are not entirely clear,
the term autumn gradually fell out of use for autumn in Britain, and when America gained independence, autumn was used primarily by Americans. Long before it was called fall or fall, the third season in England was called harvest. Traditionally, the third of four seasons in which deciduous trees lose their leaves, it is commonly believed to be the period from September 24th to December 22nd in parts of the Northern Hemisphere and March, April and May in the Southern Hemisphere. The days passed quickly, as summer dissolved into autumn, so autumn gave way to winter. The long hot summer was drawing to a close, and we tired pilgrims on the sidewalks of London began to think of the shadows of the clouds in the corn fields and the
autumn breezes on the seashore. However, as more and more people shifted from cultivating land to living in cities, the word harvest lost its seasons and began to refer only to the actual activity of the harvest and fall, as well as the time of harvest. Year, autumn, began to be replaced as a reference to the season. As it turns out, these strong feelings about popular terminology for this season may actually go back to the founding of America, when both fall and fall were first used in English. Like spring, autumn is a transitional season, a reminder of the value of change, in this case from a bright, fresh and green summer to a dark and quiet winter calm. It is a journey within oneself, first empirical, then intellectual, and finally in the collective unconscious. But there is also a rebirth in the fall after hot and laconic summer days. Autumn also brings some great holidays, including Halloween and Thanksgiving, which take us through the season until temperatures start to drop, nights begin to lengthen, and all the forest creatures begin to pile up for a long time. Winter. Plants and trees slow down as the amount of sunlight decreases to prepare for the colder season. The oppression of the summer heat was overthrown by the autumn rebels, imposed in the form of sweaters, vests, scarves and hats. This annual event is triggered by cooler fall temperatures and shorter days. Although the high temperature of 78 degrees on Monday seemed to be a harbinger of early autumn to some Michigan residents, the temperature is expected to rise as the week progresses. For many people, the arrival of autumn means pumpkin season. Summer sports such as Major League Soccer, Canadian football, racing, tennis, golf, cricket and professional baseball end from early autumn to late autumn. Major League Baseball World Baseball Series is commonly known as the Autumn Classic. Television stations and networks, especially in North America, traditionally begin their regular season in the fall, with new series and new episodes of existing series debuting mostly in late September or early October. For more information on all four seasons and when they begin, see Day 1 of Seasons. The seasons are defined as spring, summer, autumn, and winter.
This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 1432. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.